This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Today's Inyan is going to be very brief, but it gets into a Shas Sugya. Namely, the Gemara said that if a shoe had tsaras, and it was mitzoyra, it had tsaras mochlates, then you cannot use it. The Gemara said that Rav Papi said, sandal ha-mukhlat v'imcholtza chalitza sa-psula. Why v'imcholtza chalitza sa-psula? Because it has to be destroyed. The Gemara says, Rashi says, chalitza sa-psula, delasreifakai. This is Rashi Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. It's going to be burnt. V'anan shiura ba'inan. We need a shear. We need a shear. Then the Gemara brought Rav Papa. The Rav Papa said it's not a problem at all. Even if it's destined to be burnt, it's not a problem. The Gemara ultimately brings the Shita of Rava. Echad sandal hamuzgar, ve'echad sandal shemuchlat, chalitza sakshera. And why? But it's destined to be burnt and you need a shear. So the Gemara, basically, we're learning out from Tzaras, that since regarding Tzaras, it's called a beged, regarding Chalitza, it's called a beged. But then the Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amud Beis brings the case of Takroi v'Savodis Kechavim. If it's of idolatry, in other words, that you brought it to Avodah Zarah, and then there's no bittul. And the last words of Rashi are V'chisusei Michta Shiura. It's like the shear is missing. Or v'shal ir hanidachas, Rashi says, l'sreifa kaima. V'shal zakein ha'asoy l'chvoidoy lo'itachloitz. So that is a different reason. But when it comes to ir hanidachas, or when it comes to takroivis avodazara, we say, michtas kasas shiura. Now, there's a famous shita of Rab Shimon and Shas. Kala oimed li saref kasaref dami. That anything that's destined to be burnt is considered like it's burnt. Is that the lumdus over here of because it has to be burnt, you don't have the shear? Or is that something else? Because we don't paskin like Rav Shimon. We don't paskin kala oimed lisarev kesarev dami. So is this halacha only like Rav Shimon, but we don't paskin like Rav Shimon? Or is this somehow, even though we don't paskin kala oimed lisarev kesarev dami, but nevertheless, it's still michtas kasa shira? This is discussed at length in the Shara Melech, and it's quoted Bekitzer in the Aruch Lener. And unfortunately, today I don't have so much time, but I just want to give you the nutshell of the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener learns that there are two separate lamdas in this sugya. There's the lamdas of kol oimed lisarev kesarev dami. That's the lamdas of Rav Shimon. We don't paskin like Rav Shimon. But there's another lamdas of michtas kasa shiura. Now, michtas kasa shiura may only apply by something that requires a shear. But if, let's say, there is no shear, you just need an item, then the lamdas of michtas kasa shiura doesn't apply. So look in the Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener says, Hatam, the reason here is Mishum Ketuse Michtashira. It's you're missing your diminished the shear. Kenira Misugas Hagamara. That's what it seems from the Gemara. Visvarazu Arminan Gamba Sukha. This svar we say by Sukha as well. Inyan Lulav Shalashera, regarding the Lulav of an Asherah, that since it has to be burned, it's like missing the shear. Says Aruch Lener, V'dash ein zeh hasvara dechal ha'oimed l'saraif kesaraf dami. This is not the svara of anything that's destined to be burned is like it's burned. The svara zuloi svira le'rak Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is the only one who holds that. V'loi kaimalon kavasa. We don't hold like Reb Shimon. We don't hold something that's going to be burnt, it's like it's burnt. Avos svara de chesusim kasashura mashakasavti afil rabbanan islahu. That even the rabbis hold of. Kamashikosa b'ze barichos hashar hamelech. Now, the Aruch HaNeres is a chiddush. V'gam yesh chiluk, the svara, the chasar of dami, shayach hafil b'midoloi tzorchshir. The svara that anything that's destined to be burnt is like it's burnt, is shayach even by something that doesn't need a shir. Aval kesusei, michtas shiura. Sorry, I didn't say that correctly before. Aval kesusei michtas shiura. Something that the shir is crushed, loy shayach rak b'midi debo yishir, kemavur baran shehivi sham. So there's a very big difference between kalaymi kasarv kasarv dami and michtas kasus l'shiure. Kalaymi kasarv kasarv dami is the whole thing is destined to be burnt. It's like it's burnt, and therefore it's not here. And therefore it's not here. So since it's not here, then that would apply whether something needs a shear or it doesn't need a shear. But something, on the other hand, that if we're using the lumdus of michtas kasa shira, that's only something that requires a shear. Something that doesn't have a shear, we don't say michtas kasa shira. Now, what would you say? Is there a shear by chalitza? Is there a minimal shear? An amma, two amma? L'chayra, there is a shear. It has to cover.
Most of the foot.
Right. It has to cover most of the foot. Now, that's a little bit of a different kind of shear than, let's say, a specific measurement, but it does have to cover a certain space. And then, if it's destined to be burnt, it's missing the shear. Why is michtas kasa shiura only applicable? I think needs a shwir. Why don't we say kivan detzarch sreifa have a kilo nisrav kulay v'have a efer ba'ama v'atosis v'soyt tehikshu lahachsvar dechususe michtas shiura my taima klei akere metame tumas oichlim neima michtas kasa shiura. Meaning, why do we say that the Sarah Michtas Kasa Shira only applies to something that requires a shear? Why don't we say, the bottom line is, it's destined to be destroyed, so it's like ashes, not a viable item. Says Aruch HaNeres, L'chayra Kosha, K'may Kain. How do we ever have somebody that's Chayiv if he eats a Kazayis of Arla? K'moy kein pigol, noiser, v'tomei, v'chol midi d'tzarch sreifa min ha-toyra. Neima k'mashak kasis mechtav shira. In other words, why would anyone ever be chayev for eating a kezayis of something that needs to be burnt? Why don't we say the shir is not there because it has to be burnt? That's the kasha of the Aruch HaNeres. One interesting thing they point out in the sugya. Okay, let's see a little further. The lama hukshua toisus mi tumas oichlem dafka. Why does toisus ask dafka from tumas oichlem? Right, toisus says according to the sura of michtas kasa shirura, why dafka klei hakerem is metame tumas oichlem? Why don't we say kesuse michtas shirura? So the Aruch HaNeres says, why is Tosfos only asking by Tumas Oichlim? By any time somebody eats a kezayis, something that has to be burnt, why don't we say that you don't have the shir? It's like ashes. V'lachino yinirali, listen to this Aruch HaNeres, kivan the mitzvahs hakosuv deba'esh tisaref, enoy sheyaduk dakla ofer v'yisrav komashu mimenu. The mitzvah of burning is not that you should grind it up into dust and burn every iota. Rakshi yashlich kulanesh, throw into the fire. Unisav me'elav. Umiyash yashlich leish, kayim etzvasai. The mitzvah is not that it should burn and eviscerate. The mitzvah is that you throw it in the fire. The moment you throw in the fire, even though it's intact and its extent, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Mutalsav l'chein amin, shein lachshav dover, shem etzvasav esefa oid, ki ilu kuloi ba'oilam. Ella ki ilu kfar shlichu be'esh v'kayim mitzvah samutelas alav. Something that there's a mitzvah to burn, so we view it that you burnt it already, but not that it's destroyed. So you can ask a kasha from isurei achila l'chein me isurei achila loy kasha kivon she'en achiv davka kisha oichal kalazayas kule ke'echad. from Isura Achila, there's no question why. The chiyuv of eating Isra Achila is not only when you eat the whole thing at 1 second, Ela kisha oichle b'chdei achiles pras. V'imkein af kisha d'chshaba achiyuv, d'haynu kisha oichle mashu achroin. So then the facts are, when the chiyuv comes, when you eat the last mashu, the whole kezayis is not in the world. But the Torah is mechayiv you. Kivan shenena groina bekezayis, because in total, you were nena and a kezayis worth. V'lachin af d'chashvinon l'mashu mimenu kilo nisraf. So then, even though we consider a little bit as if it's burnt, you're chayiv because you're nena from it. Mali im nisraf kvar kishabah achiyav. What difference does it make if it was already burnt when the chiyav came? Oyim nevatel b'meyav, or if it got destroyed in your intestines. L'chein lo hikshu rak mitumas oicholim. The reason why Tosfos only asked by tumas oicholim the kasis the. The kisuse kasus, the bezet sarfsia kola shir kula balamashas nagia. Ah. Tosis only asked by something becoming tame and not by something that needs to be eaten. Listen carefully. If something that is metameyu needs to be burnt, so let's view it that you threw it in the fire. So you threw it in the fire. So then the moment you throw in the fire, it's missing a mashahu, so you don't have the shear, so it's like you don't have the requisite amount. However, when it comes to eating something, so what are you going to say? Well, it needs to be burned, so it's like it already was thrown in the fire and a little bit is missing. By Achila, the Aruch Lener says, you don't have to eat the whole thing in one shot. You eat a little bit at a time and you're chayiv when you eat the final mashahu. And even though we'll consider a mashu as if it's burnt, you're chayiv, because at the end of the day, you are nene a kezayis worth. And what difference does it make if it burnt later when the chiyuv came, or it was burnt in your mayav? There's no chiyuv that you eat it all bevas achas, but by tuma, you need the whole item to be extant bevas achas at that moment, and you don't have that. So the Aruch Haner is trying to explain why Tosfos in Soita asks on Kesusei Michta Shira that by Klei Akerem is Metame Tumas Oicholim, why don't we say Kesusei Michta Shira? Why doesn't Tosfos ask that by why would anyone who ever ate a kezayis of pigul, of noiser, of tame that needs Srefa, why would they ever be chayiv? Why don't we say the same sort of Kesusei Michta Shira? So the Aruch Haner is saying that's only an issue regarding being metame, because by being metame, you need the whole thing to be extant, bevas achas. But when it comes to achila, you don't have to eat the whole thing bevas achas, you could eat it b'chdei achilas pras. And because you could eat it b'chdei achilas pras, even if a little bit is missing, at the end of the day, you ate a kezayis. And once you ate the kezayis, it's also missing. It's in your stomach. So what difference does it make if... did you eat a kezayis? Yeah. So you ate a kezayis, so you're chayiv. The bottom line is, Aruch Lanel learns there's a difference between Oymed Lesarif and Kesusei Michtas Shirai. Oymed Lesarif is the Shita of Reb Shimon. Kesusei Michtas is everybody, and it's only Noigea by something that requires a Shir. They ask that Rashi and Chulin seems to say not like this. Rashi and Chulin says, Rashi in Chulin says, let's say you have a shofar that needs to be burnt. We know a shofar needs a shear. Kedei shechazen biyadai, and there's a little bit on both sides. V'yira lekan olekan. Or a hadas and aravas, 3 tvachim, lula, 4. And avoides kolam, kivan de l'sreifo kaima, kaloi me l'sreif kisarf dami. Hilchach shiura hu de chasusei michtas. So Rashi says it's not like the Aruch Haner. Rashi says the engine of Kesusei Michta Shiura is Kivan de la Sreifa Kaima. So now and then the question would be that that's only the shita of Rab Shimon, but the Rabbanon don't agree that kol oimid l'sarif k'sarif dami. Rabbi Yisai, thank you for joining. That's what I'm able to do today. And I wish everybody a great day. Bracha v'hatzlacha. And kol tov, okay? Have a good day, everyone. Thank you for coming. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.